Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV and your Packers Daily Chat. Monday through Friday, that's what we do, 10 a.m. Eastern. We talk some Packers. Hope everyone had a great weekend. The mini camp, the mandatory mini camp, kicks off tomorrow. Goes for about 3 days, and then we'll have all sorts of stuff to pick over and talk about. Until then, it's all about Aaron Rodgers. Will he show up? Will he be in attendance? Will he tell the Packers to take a flying leap? We'll find out. Hope you are all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Before we get going, I do want to give a shout out to our good boy, our good friend, Aaron Jones, the Aaron Jones Youth Football Pro Camp. Go to aaronjonescamp.com for all the information on his youth football camp happening in the Green Bay area in mid-July. If you are interested in signing up, you can use promo code CheeseheadTV. That's promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10% for the Aaron Jones Youth Football Camp. Good stuff from a good guy. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments. I just want to start off today with addressing a comment that was put in here prior to my going live from Jeff and pointing out my use of the word literally. Look, Jeff, let me just tell you something. I literally use the word literally correctly. Unlike probably 98% of the people on the internet, I literally use it correctly. So I may use it a lot, but that is only to underscore that I am literally saying things that actually happened and or are true, literally. So don't come up in here with your finger wag of how much I use a word. Especially, you know what, it's always somebody behind a keyboard who's never had to do this and chat live and talk live and broadcast live ever in their life who sits there and goes, well, someone's saying this word too much. You know what? Let people live. Let people use the word literally. Ain't no skin off your nose. Ain't hurting your day. That's all I'm saying. Big B is here. What's up, buddy? Hope you're doing well, man. Why don't we just sign you to a $100 million contract? You can play every position. I don't hope that's not for me, Jay, because nobody wants me playing any position, much less every one. I just said it 7 times. I did, Brandy, literally, to underscore the importance of the word. Literally. Rodgers literally won't be there tomorrow. Well played, Daniel. Oh my God, I love this chat. How about we all shut up about Aaron Rodgers until something actually happens? Oh, you precious soul. Is this your first day on the internet? I'm with you. I was chastised yesterday on Twitter.com. Nagler needs to stop talking about Aaron Rodgers. That would be easy if people stop tweeting me about it or commenting about it in my chats or emailing me about it. I'm all for it. Everybody, stop. I'm right there with you. But y'all keep talking about it and asking me about it. I'm going to talk about it. That's the way this works. It's an exchange. You are part of the process, people. This isn't television. This isn't recorded content. This is live, baby. We'll do it live. What are you talking about? Brett, thank you for the super chat. Did I watch Paul versus Mayweather? Hell no. I have a life, people. My God. Bunch of fools. I did want to give a shout out to Art Ashes 555 for the super chat before I went live. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. I think you had a question prior to, there it is. Yeah, you just missed. Didn't attach them together, but here you go. Green Bay kept the team for the Super Bowl run. If Aaron doesn't play, would it mean that we go for rebuild and free up some money for 2023 and after to get the best from the fourth and fifth years of Jordan? No, no. If, for whatever reason, Aaron decides to sit out this season and or retire, they'll roll with Jordan Love with this squad and undoubtedly make some really hard choices next year as far as who to keep and what to do. Now, obviously, without Aaron Rodgers on the books, it does free up a lot of space and gives them a lot of creativity as far as what they can do. But no, this is their team. And unlike people who look at spreadsheets or fantasy stats, there's a lot more that goes into it than just names on a page. Now, that's a bit different than most people are used to when talking about things online. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I'll see Rodgers courtside tonight while I watch my sons beat the Nuggets, forcing Nags to talk about it. You know, why you got to do it, Dustin? Why you got to do it? I mean, I can't. I that'd be fun. That'd be great. I hope he does show up courtside. I think we're spicy this morning. This morning? Sir, I believe you mean every morning. Spicy nugs, right here. Yeah, Bortles is going to win MVP. How fucking hilarious would that be? How hilarious would that be? Oh, Jason. Oh, man. That's harsh. Dakota 20, what's up? The Love Shack is a little place where... Nice. Overshadow, what's up, man? Good morning. Howdy, Nags. Even though we have no monies, do we think Goot at least made a call about Julio? Said he'd be in every conversation. Stands to reason. I have little doubt Gutekunst did not make a call, but one of his lieutenants and or scouts most likely did. No question. Hey, what are you looking for? Well, if you don't find what you like, give us a call. Think blah, blah, blah. You know, standard check-in stuff. You used to do an afternoon chat. Do you still do that? I work in the morning, usually off today. Amanda, yes, I'll be doing them during training camp and during the season when there are practices and stuff to talk about. I did an extra cheese last week after practice, etc., the open practice, so there were headlines, stuff, things to talk about. I will undoubtedly be doing some this week coming off of minicamp, so be on the lookout for those. But, yeah, those will pick up again once camp starts. I'll be doing, much like I did last summer, I'll do a chat before every practice and then a chat later in the afternoon after every practice, each and every day, at least two chats a day. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, enjoy your summer. And thanks for being here on your day off. Very nice of you. Accidental Hero, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Know what drives the Bears and Vikes crazy? Nobody is talking about them. Carry the G. Well, I don't know. I think it drives their fans crazy. I think the teams probably enjoy the fact that no one's talking about them. Rodgers has talked about that in the past. You know, this idea of being dismissed and under the radar. Teams can do a lot of work that way. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. If the Packers match up versus the Niners in the playoffs, are they improved enough to win? Wow. I would think so, but there's such a long way to go. I mean, you don't have to look much further than last year to know that a team on paper in June doesn't mean anything when it comes to October or November. And A, let's just make the playoffs first. It's a given. Plus, they play the 49ers during the regular season, so I guess we'll get a sneak preview there. Foreigner, I want to know what love is. We'll find out sooner than later. What rhymes with burnt toast, Kevin King? Ouch. Coming in hot on a Monday morning, folks. Tyler, thanks for the super chat. FYI, it sounds like we have laptop audio. Oh, great. Let me see if I can check this. Hold on a second. Why does my computer hate me?
Let's try that. I hope that's a little better for you all. My lovely sonorous singing voice for you all this morning. Hope that's better. Just imagine if Rodgers showed up. It'd be insanity, is what it would be. All I want to know is if Jordan Love passes your eye test, does his talent jump out to you? Well, Thomas, the athletic talent certainly jumped out last summer. You could see it as far as his legs and his arm. The raw materials, if you will, were certainly there. But that doesn't mean a whole lot. A lot of guys come through the league with the kind of talent on display last summer that don't amount to anything. So, yeah, I there's no question he's got the tools. No doubt about it. Much better. Well, good. I'm glad about that. Loving an elevator. Oh, I'm loving all the love. Loving all the love, people. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, I literally burned my toast listening now. See, Jeff? People literally doing things. Literally. What will be my first purchase from the pro shop when I get to Green Bay? Oh, good question. Pause. I'm probably going to buy that diamond encrusted helmet finally. Been saving up. No, I don't know. Funny how the Bucks are praised for keeping everyone, but we are bashed. Team is right there with the best. Joe, I agree. But of course, the Bucks won. You know, and if the Packers didn't win, so obviously something must be done. You know, never mind that their best players didn't play their best, and that's pretty much why they lost, that and David Bakhtiari's freak injury. But nobody buys that. Everyone likes to quote, don't mistake activity for achievement, but no one actually lives it. Everyone's beholden to this 24-hour news cycle, or I'm sorry, the 1-hour news cycle of Twitter So it's all the Packers aren't doing anything. They're clearly regressing. No, they're just as good as the Bucks. They had a bad day at the office. Their best players played their worst. It's not tough. Same thing happened down at Tampa, actually. Rodgers forcing a throw to Adams on third down for a pick six to set everything off. Your best players play, you know, suboptimally, you're going to lose. Their best players play their best, they're going to win. This is not tough. But yes, you're right. The Bucs are praised for keeping everybody together. The Packers must, there must be something wrong. And of course, now we've got the added dimension of Rodgers' unhappiness to make everyone go, oh, they got to trade for Julio Jones, or they got to do something personnel-wise to placate their frustrated quarterback. Excrement. That's what I think of Mr. J. Evans Pritchard. There we go. I got some super chats I got to hit. Hold, please. Hold, please. Got that one. Wait a second. I think I've got them all, or I've got most of them. Hold, please. Got that one. Got Kyle's. I got Tyler's. Oh, boy. This is some compelling content, people. Tim, what's up, man? Can I get a press pass to hang out with you guys before Monday night game? No. That's a lovely shooting your shot there, though. But no. Rodgers doesn't show. What's the next move? You mean for minicamp? They continue on and hold minicamp with Jordan Love at QB1. Doesn't show for training camp. They carry on with training camp. Jordan Love at QB1. Doesn't show by the time they kick off down in New Orleans. They carry on with Jordan Love at QB1. Three answers for three different scenarios. I've been asked this so many times. If you were the GM, how would you handle this situation? I'd take 2 weeks off, then quit. No, I'd be doing pretty much what Gutekunst is doing. I'd say, well, you know, thank you for your service. We've assembled this fantastic team that has been on the doorstep of the Super Bowl the last 2 years. Let's do it. Let's make one more push. If not, sayonara. That's how I would handle it. I know that's not popular in some quarters, but that's where I'm at. Sarthak, what a handle. Thanks to the super chat. Apparently the organization we love is a, quote, dumpster fire. This narrative boils my blood. Glad I got Packers Daily to help cool the nerves. Yeah, I do love this idea that there is a culture issue inside 1265 Lombardi, and now the lenses are trained on 1265 Lombardi for the, quote, unquote, dumpster fire that is the Packers organization. Okay. Are there some disgruntled folks? No doubt about it. Who are they? Oh, mostly players and their agents? Oh, because the personnel department has to make tough choices, especially in light of the fact that there was a once-in-a-generation pandemic that depressed the fucking salary cap and hard choices had to be made. That's just this offseason. Now, leading up to it, have there been, like, choices made that maybe rubbed those people the wrong way? No doubt about it. Guess what? Packers have been winning boatloads of games since the early 90s, operating the exact same way. No one thought there was a culture problem then, except maybe when Brett Favre got upset about it. It's interesting. It's like there's a pattern, almost, with these superstar quarterbacks. I don't know. I'm just trying to put one and one together and making three. I don't know. I can't be the only one who is tired of the cryptic comments on Jordan Love. Either he do or do not. Yoda. I don't quite get that, Gospel. I mean, what do you mean, cryptic comments? He's learning how to play quarterback in the NFL, much like Aaron Rodgers did for 3 years before starting. Were those cryptic comments when we were talking about Aaron Rodgers in training camp looking bad? You know? So impatient. Go back and watch 2008. Go back and watch 2009 and look at Aaron Rodgers. Then fast forward and watch Rodgers in 2015, 2016. It's a totally different quarterback. Were you there in 2008 going, oh, well, either do or do not? No, he was a young quarterback making his first starts as an NFL quarterback. And then he developed as he went along. He got better. This idea that you have to arrive as a finished package is just fucking ridiculous. As Kenobi said, patience. What do I think of Mark Murphy's comments? Thanks for asking, Dan. I did find it interesting that he offered up, point blank, that the Aaron Rodgers situation has divided the fan base. I mean, I guess he's on Twitter, because that certainly does play out every single fucking day on Twitter.com. Certainly in my inbox, I have people saying, ship him up, shape him out, get him out of the building if he doesn't want to play. I've got people saying they should fire Gutekunst yesterday. There's no doubt there's a division. But I was just interesting to see Mark kind of acknowledge it. But he then went on also to give a full-throated, if that's the word, full-pixeled endorsement of Brian Gutekunst, which lets you know that Brian Gutekunst isn't going anywhere. If the quarterback's endgame is to get Goody out of the building, doesn't sound like that's on offer. So, but I did appreciate him saying, the less we say in public, the better, because he's right. But yeah. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Domofsky seems pretty convinced 12 never plays in Green Bay again. What does he know that we don't? I know you've always said he'll be under center week one. Well, I mean, he's probably privy to the agent. And I'm sure the agent has said, there's no way my guy's coming back. I have no idea. Jason Wilde knows more than we do, and Jason's pretty convinced that 12 isn't coming back either. Maybe Aaron's that dug in. I refuse to believe it until I see it with my own eyes, that he would walk away from this squad that has been assembled full of friends of his, Big Dog, Bakhtiari, etc., guys who re-signed with the hope of making one last push at the Super Bowl. He's just going to walk away from that and pay the Packers millions upon millions of dollars for the right to do so? Maybe. Maybe there's an out here I'm not seeing. Packers aren't going to trade him. So he plays or he sits and retires. I don't know. I guess maybe there's some magic CBA thing that I haven't read that's going to get him out of this. I just don't know. Maybe Domofsky, Wilde, etc. have talked to someone. They know some secret plan. I don't see it. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Didn't John Yurkovic trash Ron Wolf's culture same as it ever was? That is fantastic. Yeah, many, many guys have come and gone and trashed Green Bay's culture. Green Bay just keeps winning football games. It's fine. Tim, thanks for the super chat. That was a joke I was talking about. Okay, very good, Tim. Bears fans think Fields is going to carry them right away. Pack beat them without 12. Bears suck. Summated. Is that a word? Good summation. How's that? Did I see the ESPN short with Aaron Rodgers and his UK doppelganger? Ooh, Andrew. Yeah. Years and years ago. Wigglesworth. Is that his name? Carson Palmer's agent, the same as Rodgers. He retires unless he gets a big fat check from the MVP effort last year. It's possible, Robin. We've talked about the Carson Palmer angle before, though. The monster difference there is Carson Palmer retired because he was sick of losing. Aaron Rodgers is sick of winning? I mean, in the court of public opinion, that's what it's going to look like. What new wrinkle do I want to see from the offense this year? Good question, Blake. I want to see more use, and I've talked about this a lot. I want to see more usage of multiple tight ends. They've got a lot. They got some talent there. Utilize it. You saw a little bit of it early in the year, but they seemed to get away from it as the year went on. I want to use all those guys. Now, some of that is availability. Some of that is health. I get that. But more packages where we feature, like, you know, even just drives where you have three or even four tight ends at a time in the huddle, and then you come out and two guys are in line like an ace formation, and then you split out the other two guys or one guy in the backfield who then motions out orbit-wise and goes into the slot. Like, just use those guys. You've got the versatility. Like, that was what I thought was the whole point of having all these different kind of types at the same position, is that you can mix and match. And they've done, like I said, they've done a little bit of it. I just hope they really expand that palette, because with Tonyan coming on, Sternberger hopefully being healthy, DeGuara coming back from that ACL, and then, of course, Big Dog. And who knows, man? You know, you utilize all of them. defensive coordinators are going to be kind of picking their poison, so to speak, and how to respond to that athleticism wise. Like, do you keep your big guys on the field to try and stop the run, or then do you like spread out and go light because you've got to have some, you know, speed to match up with those guys, maybe down the seam, up the sideline, etc. I just think there's a lot of potential there. A lot of things they could do with that talent that they haven't really even started to scratch the surface so far. And don't forget Daphne. Dominic Daphne showed good stuff towards the end of last year, and hell, he contributes on special teams. Pretty damn good contributor too. So there's a lot to work with there. I hope they utilize a lot more of it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, and then hopefully after every practice this week during minicamp, keep it right here on Cheesehead TV's social channels for all the latest. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.